Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
So you saw the video of me at the grill last night, Rob?
I watched the first few moments of it, and I turned it off in a rage of jealousy. That's a beautiful machine.
Yeah, that is the reason that that was a perfect gift is that fell into the category. I think I mentioned this yesterday as something I would never buy for myself, but I would always crave. I would always want.
Also, you're tremendous. I mean, years and years you've been a fan of the magician Harry Blackstone.
At one point I dyed my my beard black like Blackstone, and that didn't last for a long time.
No. But they were salad days. And if you guys have a moment to search on your streaming services, watch the Heart to Heart that features Harry Blackstone.
Let me give you my two. No, don't.
No, do.
Don't.
I believe
don't waste your time. Rob
Jonathan
would,
clones
but don't
himself.
You.
I believe there are two Jonathans in that one, and he clones himself. And Stephanie Powers, she doesn't know who to screw. Because there's two Jonathan Harts running around.
Did you take your meds today?
I took my meds every day.
Okay. What does that mean?
I don't know.
So moving right along, I liked it at its debut, my little griddle top.
Yeah.
And I liked it so much that I am considering getting rid of the other one. Now, I am actually considering.
No.
What was the debut meal?
The debut meal started, and I'm glad you asked.
Yes.
Thank you. That's a wonderful setup here. Take my kid to baseball practice.
Mm-hmm. You bring the grill?
No, I took my kid to Oh, wow. Wow. Okay.
He did mention pre-show. He got plenty of sleep yesterday.
Lots of sleep yesterday.
Yeah. Can I speak to Capto Interrupto?
Capto.
Is Capto Interrupto there? Hello, Captain Interrupto?
Oh, I'm here.
Yes. Can you take a chill pill a little bit today?
I was just curious if you brought your brand new Blackstone grill to the ballpark. Perhaps make some hot dogs for the boys.
Yeah. Maybe you haven't gotten that tailgate accessory yet.
No, I haven't. No. I didn't bring it. My head hurts already.
Hurt for 4 days. So
now, why is it hurt for 4 days?
I think that I am still dealing with a sinusy issue. No infection. Coughing has gotten better, but my head feels pressurized.
But you also feel better. I can tell you're bouncing.
Yeah, I do.
Off the walls
I do
today.
Feel That's better a, because I'm not having to fight the cough all the time.
Nothing like bouncing back from an illness makes you feel euphoric. So getting back to that, drop my kid off at baseball practice and. Down here in Southwest Florida, an afternoon or evening baseball practice is really an exercise in watching the sky and hoping you get an hour to practice when you've got black clouds all around and you just don't know when it's going to happen. They got an hour, 5:30, 6:30. They got an hour and a half in last night, so we were happy with that. And yes?
As we approach the actual geologic summer, the actual day of summer, June 20th, how often, how clock-like is it to get a 4 o'clock thunderstorm in Florida? Like,
right
is
now,
it every day?
Every day.
Common.
Okay.
Every
Very
day.
Good. Very good.
And so they got an hour and a half in, and that was a win. There are lots of teams down here that are getting ready for the state championship this week, and they are concerned because they're not getting the practice time in. Mm-hmm. And, it's essential for baseball or any other team sport, really. So drop him off, and then it's off because it's just up the road. There's the number two. There's the B team Costco that I'm going to. And I'm going to exchange some shirts that I have to admit, when I'm being honest, I have to admit, they were a little tight in the boobs. And so
mediums?
They were extra larges.
I was referring to your boobs.
those are petite.
Oh, beautiful.
But I will say that now that I've got, I'm wearing one of the new ones, and it's way too big. So the gulf between the Adidas company, the gulf between your XL and your double XL is too significant for
me.
I don't know.
What about the women's section?
The women's section for the Adidas?
Yeah, maybe there's a little bit more fabric.
So are you piling on too with your brother right now? Is that what's going to happen? So anyway, while I'm there, I am tasked, basically at the request of my son, who picked out this Blackstone for me, that he wants the first meal cooked. We've seasoned the grill. We did that on Sunday. He wants me to cook a meal on it and maybe cook some steak.
I got to ask, though, why is this a second-tier Costco?
It's the backup for me. It's the one
further
I don't
away.
Yeah, it's the one I don't go to regularly.
Okay, because they're mostly identical.
Not these are about as the layout would be very, very different from the one that I regularly go to.
Ooh, I hate
very
that.
Even including even the entrance being on the left and not the right.
Oh, that's enough to disorient me. I hate it.
It is. I've followed your work for a number of years. Yes, it is enough to disorient you.
Well, Josh and I have discussed this on a TMOS Extra before.
Yeah.
You know your route. And, Mike, you know that
our Costcos are similar.
Yeah, the people of Costco call that inner circle. That's the racetrack. And you want to make sure you use the racetrack to your best advantage.
I agree.
You went to one of those British Costcos.
It was very, very confusing.
On the opposite side.
Roman.
If I hadn't been there before, I would have been very confused. So I'm tasked with getting some stuff to cook on the grill. And this is not a surprise to anybody that goes to a grocery store. The beef prices are at such an extent now where you see say, 3-4 New York strip steaks, big, thick ones, that are upwards of $60.
Yep.
And I'm like, no. I mean, I just say no. It's just not. And then I look over at these little pork tenderloins, and if you get they're two in a pack, and I don't know. I think you're talking $12.
Yeah, Smithfield, Mike.
And it was like, sorry, pork wins, and here's my question of the day. Is pork the other white meat? Are pigs that much easier? Is it because I really don't know. Obviously, we know that your average cow is bigger and requires more food and all that,
and more land.
But at the same time, you chop it up and it's into little bitty bits, and so
yeah. But haven't you seen like those pig trucks where they're just jammed packed with pigs?
Yes, lots of pigs, lots of pigs. But
pig trucks.
I just wonder if beef is like big oil, if beef is playing us, if beef is taking advantage of all the inflationary press to get. And by the way, I don't notice a lot of people buying beef in the grocery store as much as they used to.
Well, it's prohibitive.
So that's where I was.
I bought a big pack of ground beef. I mean, I'm not talking anything fancy. Ground beef from Costco, the big container that you can like split up into five meals. But still, a pack of ground beef for $35? That's insanity.
It's a lot of money. So we pivoted over to that, and that's what we ended up doing. And I just would go ahead, Josh.
A lot of beef comes from Mexico and Canada. So apparently it's tariffs that has increased your beef costs.
I'm not eating Canadian beef.
That quickly, you think?
That's what I just typed it into Google. And it says tariffs, inflation, and the high demand.
The high demand of beef?
Of beef is what costs the high prices right now.
Well, I mean, I think anybody that's been to the grocery store knows when you see people at the beef counter, they freeze, that we are fascinated with beef.
That's true.
And I don't know if that exists in other countries, but I know that every time I go into the beef section, you got people sitting there, mouths open. Looking at all the different cuts of beef and just going like that. But it was a pretty quick decision on my part as I flipped around to the other side. I said, you're talking about such a differential here, and I don't mind a good piece of pig. So I popped that right into the cart, and we grilled them up on the griddle last night, and they were absolutely delish, tender, and flavorful as
well.
How did you
season them?
Just salt and pepper.
Sometimes that's all you need.
Absolutely beautiful. And the cleanup on that thing, fantastic. And why are you laughing? Why?
Nothing. Mike,
on the grill.
He's
talking about the grill.
Okay, very good.
What do you mean?
Taking the cleanup on yourself. after all.
What, like wiping my ass? Is that what you're talking about? Is that where you're going with that?
Your face and shirt.
No, you know, if you saw the video, did you see what I had, what came with the grill?
Apron.
An apron.
That's
that I
right.
put on.
Yeah.
That
now
I put on,
hook.
You can eat.
You can need to put a hook for that apron so you can grab it quick.
I was wearing the apron. I
well,
love it.
Of course you were.
And it was in an odd place on the patio, too. Like, it wasn't, we haven't seated it in its spot yet. It doesn't have a cover. It has a metal cover, but it doesn't have like the the rust like prevention cover, the big plastic thing you dump on it.
You should go to Blackstone.com. I'm sure they sell them for pennies.
Yeah. Hi there. I'm Blackstone the Magnificent. Here it is.
Now, would you, if I provided it, would you wear a chef's hat while you cook?
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Would you eat me?
If it was cooked on the Blackstone, I would.
No, I don't want your chef's hat. I think didn't we have enough hat wearing yesterday on the show? Didn't I bring it to start the week?
You absolutely did, Mike. But
that's
I
on me. I'm going to put myself under a little pressure. That's going to be on me every Monday. I got to come up with a little something.
Okay,
every
I like
single
that.
Monday. You know,
I but
mean,
I
come
don't
on, don't get complacent, Mikey.
I don't think that too many hats is a thing. I think the fact that you open the door to hats is great.
But we've talked about your algorithm, Rob, is hats.
That's all my algorithm is. Yeah.
We yesterday, my son and I, as you know, because I mentioned it on the show, that it was off to the fishing hole yesterday. And before we got there, we had to go to the Mart of Wall to purchase the lures or the flatworms or whatever the hell they were that
you
we're
don't
gonna
use live bait.
And well, we could, but we didn't on this particular trip.
Okay.
And I think live bait might be an alternative next time. But at the same time, I thought it would be fun to get us some fishing hats. So we got a couple of $7 discount.
What kind of hats?
They were fishing hats. You know those Australian hats they have?
Yes, yes,
right?
I do.
The tan and the olive.
Mm-hmm.
Michael's was tan, mine was olive drab, and it was off to the fishing hole. And, 92, 93 degrees here. You gotta cover up from that sun when you're out there at the fishing hole. So we went out. Where's the first one we went to? We went to Lakes Park. And a lot of fishing holes down here in Southwest Florida, they appear to be like ditches that were filled with water, which many of the lakes down here, they all are.
It's all water runoff.
It's all like ditches.
Yeah. Now, what are you dragging out to the fishing hole? Do you take a chair?
No. No chair.
Okay.
No.
So
no,
just
we
a rod.
Now, and this
down
lake's...
your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing
hole. Andy.
We may not... get a bite all day. But
right,
don't
need to sing along
away.
To it, please. Thank you.
What a great place to rest your bones and mighty fine for skipping stones.
Do you know the theme, Josh?
As a lemonade,
I don't.
This
I
is
don't
the Andy Griffith Show.
But to
I
be fair, it's got lyrics. He's not accustomed to hearing it with lyrics.
I don't think he would have recognized it with just the whistling either.
I might have recognized it with the whistling, yes.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, we've established he's a Bible guy.
I know.
What does that have to do with
and
it? Because
Bible
that's what
guys
he did afterlife. He sold Bibles.
No. Bible guys love the soft, gentle pace and church-going people of Mayberry. He enjoys that.
What?
I bet he watched the Andy Griffith Show.
Yeah, I have seen the Andy Griffith
Show. This is between you and Josh. Take this up with your energetic brother there.
I have seen the Andy Griffith Show.
Did you enjoy the lifestyle of Mayberry?
Because that is not because I went to church, and right now I would love to live in Mayberry.
See? There you go.
When I go to Georgia, I'm reminded of Mayberry.
Who wouldn't love a bucolic town like Mayberry?
Carrie
would. Why not?
She likes the go-go-go of big city life.
Well, she lives in the suburb, though.
I know.
Would she like to move closer to D.C.?
No. I don't know what she would like. I don't know that she likes anything.
So you were just opening your mouth and saying something.
No, I was just joking is all.
And you're close enough to that big city life.
Sure enough. True enough.
I would love to have, I think, a small enough town where I lived, and then within a half an hour, an area where you could go out and see. No, I'm not big for the cultural attractions. I'm not a big concert goer.
Mm-hmm.
You are, Rob. I think where you live is kind of perfect in the suburbs because you can get access to all the things you like to go see.
Yeah.
I think that's very, very
what
important.
What you're describing
really
is like where... like the suburb of McLean was in the 1940s.
You had Washington, D.C., right. And then 15 minutes down the road was McLean, Virginia, which
farmland.
Was farmland.
Yeah.
Right. But now all those suburbs have become packed with people. Right?
It's everywhere you go, every metropolitan area you go to. And but I whenever I see a home with just a little land, it does appeal to me. But I also don't consider myself a big yard guy. So that would be more than I would want.
Yeah, you got to get a guy.
Yeah, but I mean, if you have that, but don't you think if you have your own land and you're not part of a homeowners association, that you probably would want to do stuff yourself? Wouldn't you think?
Or like pay the guy myself?
Or pay. So you're not a yard guy either. You don't.
No. And my yard, I fired my lawn guy a couple months ago and bought a lawnmower.
Was there a reason for that?
Yes.
Would you like to elaborate?
No. He was really, but I'll tell you that the yard was a lot nicer after, and I started cutting it myself.
Oh, so
did not do a good job.
All right.
You're not obligated to use a community guy.
No, you have to get your own guy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And my dad has a guy named Hammer.
And
I just think that's
a
great name.
I went away for 2 weeks, and my yards are horrible right now. So I got to get out there with a weed whacker today to cut the grass before I can use the lawnmower because it's so high.
Do you see these handcuffs that I'm in right now? These are called the Homeowners Association handcuffs.
Right. They require you to pay the guy.
I don't have an option. I have to use the guy. And by the way, they switched this year to another company. And I am telling you, it is night and day. They suck.
Really?
They suck. And I'm talking about lawn maintenance. I don't know what the other team did, but the lawns were much better. The irrigation was better. Everything was better. And I know they went on the cheap. Yes.
But when you had your previous service, your lawn was beautiful.
It was very nice. And it was a guy.
I know you hated paying for it, but it was a show place.
But
it
I think
beautiful.
It was a guy that actually lived in the community that owned the company. So that was it. But who knows what happened.
I've caught my previous company many times just out there with a leaf blower and weed whacker making noise and not really doing any work. And then I'll go out and it'll be like all patchy and spotty.
Are you a taskmaster when it comes to people working at your home?
No, but I happen to switch to working from home so I could look out the window and see what they're doing.
True.
They're making noises and I'm in the house.
And when you told us really then what happened. You weren't satisfied with the work.
Sure.
Why are you saying it like that? Why are you being cryptic?
No, I'll tell you. I was forced into hiring this company when we moved into this house. Because it is my stepson's dad. And I've been trying to fire him since day one because he does a bad job. Wow. But we've been accepting it because it's his dad. Finally, some other things happened, so I was able to fire him.
Do you feel you were targeted as a less than enthusiastic recipient of yard care because he knew he was sort of focused
and
on
And by the way,
job?
Do you choose to use the expression stepson's dad as opposed to wife's ex?
I mean, I guess it's wife's ex also. I don't know. I was trying to figure out the best way to make it make sense.
Yeah.
But I certainly understand your hesitation.
Because it's not because of the relationship with her. It's because of the relationship of him. Yeah. In his life.
Yeah. And that's really, really interesting. So, you know, it opens up so many questions, doesn't it, Rob?
Well,
it does.
I was told we got a good deal.
Rob got quiet all the time? No, I really need him now. And, now you go. Yeah, oh. Then he gets this look. He doesn't want to say it.
Is that the look I get, Mike?
You do, because you don't want
After
to participate.
To
because this is going towards controversial, and now you don't want to. You don't want to play mouth. Come on now.
I was staying out of your way, but here's my question: does this involve visitation at all?
It does not.
So these minutes don't count against.
Is this like a grandfathered in situation?
No, he's not a grandfather.
No. This is a. This is him starting a company, needs help. We need to support And hey, we're getting a great deal, better than everyone else around.
That to me is very job. Look. You know the old expression: you don't ask where you eat, right?
Yeah.
I mean that's kind of, and I think that's an awkward situation to strike. Was there? Was it difficult because of the interpersonal situation? Was it awkward or
no? Except for the fact that they sucked, and I couldn't fire them for sucking.
And then you could. What changed where you could?
Well, we'll get into that another time.
Oh, wow. Well, okay. So, and that's fine. If you want to draw the line there, that's cool.
Non-business stuff.
Was it
personal stuff happened?
I guess.
Was it at all conducted in person or all via email or over the phone? How did the breakup happen?
The lawn care?
Yeah, the breakup with the lawn care.
Oh, the breakup. I thought you asked how they cut the grass.
Yeah, no. Was it one-on-one, eyeball to eyeball?
No, it was I emailed his boss.
Oh.
And said immediately stop.
That's awkward. So you were, Mike. You were doing. I'll get off this subject, and I appreciate you sharing it, but it's very.
No,
you can understand how fascinated we are
now.
Was it trying to do somebody a solid? Was that what it was?
Yes, it was helping out someone that needed help.
Okay,
and now I've got holes in my yard and stuff, and finally,
dug by the ex.
Yeah. Exposing all the pets that have been buried there for the side hustle, Mike. You ever see the movie Pets?
Oh, wait. I have one more question since you brought it up, Rob.
Yeah.
Did the ex live in that house before you?
No, I built this house.
You built this house.
This is your house.
Okay. But,
yes.
But the ex is in the same area.
The company the ex works for was trying to get other neighbors in this new neighborhood.
Oh, so you were like a seed client. I use this guy.
To make it look good for his, because he is, in fact, the father of your stepson.
Right.
So, okay, all right. Well, I just would think that's a nice thing to try to do, but the layers of a situation like
that's
that probably difficult to, in the best of circumstances,
right.
What you should get, Josh, is the weed eater / lawnmower I got from Temu for $32 that they accidentally sent.
Why are you changing the subject now to Temu? I don't want to leave. I'm saying they shipped you two weed whackers.
Yeah, but this thing is like crazy powerful.
Okay, that's great. We'll get to that.
I've got a weed whacker.
Okay,
I'm good.
All right.
So it ended, and there was very very little fallout. Is that what it was?
Yes. Yes,
you didn't get a lot of blowback on it.
No. Okay. No. In fact, I got no response from his boss. They just stopped doing the grass and stopped sending me a bill.
Okay.
And all finances are settled.
I don't know much about the way your visitation and stuff. The stepson lives with you full time, correct?
50-50.
It is 50-50.
It's every other week.
So there's still contact.
There's contact.
With the dad. Yes. Any blowback in that area?
No. No, he made some comment to his son. Son didn't know why we fired him, just moved on. And then I taught him how to cut the grass the next week, my stepson.
Perfect.
And he loved the fact that he could do his dad's job.
Family business. Wonderful.
That's great. That's exciting. Well, thank you for sharing that.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. Always as somebody who has lived in that world of exes and new husbands and stuff like that, it's always awkward. My only memory of I've never shared this. I think since you're sharing so much, I gotta pony up myself here a little bit. Let me just say
I was told I wasn't sharing enough about my trip when I avoided the conflict, so I figured I'll share today.
That's fine. Okay, and I appreciate that. I'll share mine. Mine involved a moment where the girls had just gotten their license, and my oldest daughter this is too much detail.
They're, 2.5 years apart? I'm trying to remember. Three?
About 2 years apart.
Okay, all right.
Catherine just turned 30. Elizabeth's going to be 28 on July 11th.
Yeah, and see, you're going the angle that I won't go on the podcast about talking about my ex. The other is easier.
Yeah. There was a comment made when a certain someone who was new to being a stepdad got a beater car and fixed it up.
Okay.
And the car, I think, had broken down. And I said, well, you should probably, you know, the discussion was the car. I said, I'm not sure. Is that going to be safe? He said, and then the comment was made early on.
Yeah.
When this guy had come into
and you were
lives.
The one that asked if it was safe, right?
I think so, yeah, because okay. I was concerned about that. And I said, well, you could, and the comment was, well, you could get them a car. And and then it just it moved on from there. And then at that
not
particular
the right response.
Moment, at that particular moment, I said, and Rob's certainly been on the seen me do this before, I said, can I talk to you for a second? and that's when I chose to reveal details about the previous financial arrangement
mm-hmm.
that had
well,
been.
And that yeah. would be my response is, I think I did pay for that with monthly checks.
Yeah. And in a way, it was a similar discussion.
Yeah, just like
and
you
after
finance
that,
a car.
And that way, in the whole time, and it's been multiple years now, that was it. That was the only moment, and we've never had an issue since. And I we've also had times where we all cooperated together, which is the way it really ought to be.
Yeah, that is.
But that that particular moment, I will always remember because my response was, "Well, I can best do it with a sound as opposed to words." I was pissed.
You know,
off.
That's what we talk about when a dog shows his teeth but doesn't quite strike yet.
Oh, it was
you
just
were
like,
sharking, Mike.
Well, you know,
you were sharking.
You remember me long enough, Rob, to know that that was a long time of, you know, and
I've known so many eras of you.
Yeah,
it's different coming from that guy rather than the ex.
Yeah,
it's way different coming from the new person.
100%, and there was no blowback from that end either, because certain folks knew the way it was, and that's the way. And since then, everything's been hunky dory, fine. But I totally get the awkwardness of this, and everybody's lived in that, and that's why you know you get occasionally. You'll hear stories or you'll see videos, you'll hear the story about everybody, you know, like the ex lives next door and they, you know, they get along, they all go on family vacations together. Okay. That's fine. I don't know whether that's, you know, something that's.
I'm glad it works for you. Yeah.
Whatever, there you go. That's the answer. Right. Hey, I'm really glad it works for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I always think there's something weird when
it
works that well.
I do too. I think
normal.
There's something weird, and I always think it's probably sexual.
Oh,
I don't know.
Look at that!
I'm just saying that. You know, oh, she's right next door. eh.
My parents always lived a good distance apart.
But please share. Why did you
because
feel the
you
need
said
to
when
share
there is
that?
A, you said when there is a courteous and above board breakup or divorce. That if they live next to each other.
That's what they shared with you, Rob. That you don't know all the details when you were in your formative years.
I know all the details.
I do. How old were you when they broke up?
Third grade.
Just young enough where, you know, they probably spared you if there was any real venom or anything.
I will tell you
just
one funny
to make
story.
You blame yourself for 40 years.
Yes,
yeah,
that's right.
Pretty much.
Just that they didn't have a problem. It was Rob. But they never said that to you either.
No, they let me figure it out myself, which was always clever. Very Columbo-like of them.
Who's the more passive of the two, your parents? Is it your father or your mother?
In what way?
Like, you know the way I'm talking about. You know, the conflict thing that you don't like.
Oh, my mom.
Your mom.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. That goes deep back into the Stalkup family.
But your dad's not the kind of guy that would walk all over or anything like that, right?
Well, he never hit her hard.
Stop it. I don't need that joke.
He was always very cool, always respected her, and was very cool about the whole thing. So
it just was, you know, it was not meant to be.
No. Well, I mean, they had to get married when I have a slideshow that goes on my TV when I hit pause, right? And one of the pictures is from their wedding when my dad was 19 and my mom was 20, and they look like kids.
Would
and
you
I'm
like to share with the audience a fact that not everybody might know about when you put two and two together?
Yes,
that,
of course.
Right. How old were you when you
we know
finally thought
they
about
didn't,
it?
They didn't have to get married for you.
Well, no. What do you mean by that? If they wanted
for
to have a
to
child
exist.
Within wedlock, what?
The marriage wasn't. You can't look back and say, well, they had to get married so I can exist.
No, I could. Well,
no,
I could.
You already existed. I get it. Before the marriage. Yes. Right. That's right.
But it was August of 1970 when they took their vows. And I was born in early March of 1971. And I was sitting in the production room at WJFK.
So it was close.
Well, they got, I mean, they went to action right away.
Yeah, but it was close, but not close enough where you didn't. What age were you when you figured it out?
I would say I was probably 28. I think it was after I married.
They couldn't go with like premature birth or anything.
I was 8.5 pounds.
That's great. That's funny. He was
a
preemie.
It's close enough, though.
Yeah. It's close enough where he could have been a preemie. Don't you think, Josh, that he would have been hip to it if he had like a sibling? Wouldn't he probably?
Well, of course. The only thing that made me. Go ahead, Josh.
Well, a sibling would have figured that out immediately.
A sibling!
Just
a sibling is
I probably still wouldn't have figured it out if the fact that you remember Stimpy, Chris Madsick, and I had the exact same birthday. And I was doing the math, and it just wouldn't work out.
Did you articulate it when you did the math to Stimpy?
Yeah, he was sitting there with me, yeah.
And I How did that go? I've never heard that. Have you ever given us the real detail on what you said at that particular time?
We're going back and forth, and I said, I mean, and they must have had me right away because, you know, September, October, November, December, January. I said, there you go, seven months. I said, wait. And he's looking at me, he says, 7 months? He said, that's not enough. I said, yeah, no S. And I said, let's see. August was the marriage. God. Then September, October, November, December, April. I'm sorry.
I can't
January,
believe
April, March.
You are seven months again. At 28, noodling it through. Like, you know,
would you ever expect it, counting on your,
huh?
Would you ever expect it?
I would have thought about it at least, certainly 10 years prior.
Have you ever done the math between your parents' wedding and anybody's birth? I don't think anyone would do it.
I've never done the math.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would do it. And then more details came to play, like it was probably.
Let's just not gloss over that. Let's think for a second.
Let's think.
I really do believe I wouldn't do it because I didn't find it necessary to do it.
As did I.
Necessary is usually when there is the moment of when you were born and being aware of the salient fact of the age of your mom and dad.
When you are born, do you assume that you're out of wedlock so that you have to do the research? All my life I was brought up with two parents.
I'm simply saying this.
Yeah.
That maybe round about 16 to 18,
right,
one would be aware of things like not getting somebody pregnant, safe sex, all of
right.
the when the education process Precisely. Is going on, then one would think about it. I think every kid probably thinks about it, usually, about whether they were deep into a marriage
we've only got three people here. At 16, did you ever consider the fact that something was amiss with your parents' marriage, Mike? Like, as far as you being born? No.
No,
because
I was the second child.
You were the second child. How about you, Josh? Anything consider about that?
I don't even know what year my parents were married.
See? And I don't think it's a big deal for a kid growing up.
For a kid?
And if I said to you,
for a grown man of 28, it's a little, you know, it's just funny how it happened and, you know, that never came up.
I know.
In fairness to you, it's not really your.
No, not on you. It's
not on you.
Your parents didn't say anything to you in high school, like, hey, don't make the mistake we made.
Precisely.
Well, they looked
at
me
and
they realized there was no chance of that mistake being made.
Were you?
I was not.
You were shocked?
I was shocked. And also, let me just throw this out to you. If someone were to say wedding in August, baby born in March, that sounds about right without doing the finger counting, doesn't it?
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, Mike, you don't do statistics. I mean, would you say that seems enough time? I would think it would. From summer to spring, that seems enough.
When you think about it, it doesn't. I'm sorry to disagree with you. When you think about it on the
but
surface.
But I wasn't thinking about it. It was just the way things were.
You never, ever even considered it at any other time until sitting in that production studio, you know, almost 3 decades after your birth.
And I remember it ever so clearly. It was a weird moment.
Obviously, it meant something to you.
Yeah, it did.
And your mom was proud of you when you finally figured it out?
I don't know that she was proud. I know
what was the excuse they gave for not telling you?
There was no excuse. My father, I remember, said, I wondered when you would figure it out. And my mom just said,
it's kind of a weak family secret to try to take the death. We'll never tell Rob.
Well, you know what? And that's the other thing is that everyone in the family kept the secret from me because there was no
Did you feel resentment?
No.
Now, why do you say it like that? No.
Why would I feel resentment?
Because anybody would feel resentment about that, not letting you know that as a grown person.
If they had told me, like, when do you say it would mean anything to me? Like maybe 7 years old, 7 or 8 years old. If they had told me that when
facts of life usually, I think, is like 9, 10, right?
That's see, but you're thinking of it as a tool to keep me chaste and pure. When you're saying you don't want this to happen to you, but what I would
think, that would have been a legitimate time for your parents to share that with you.
But there's nothing other than that. There's nothing to gain from telling it to me except making me feel like a jerk because you know. Yeah, so there's nothing to gain from it. So why would they tell me?
But for who?
For them, to tell me.
I don't think it's on your parents to tell you, except for those teenage years. I think it's odd that you never figured it out.
Yeah, I agree. I should have probably figured it out.
I probably would have been a little peeved at it. I would have been upset. Was there any moment?
Who would you blame because you're Irish?
Both of them.
Equally?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's the responsibility of who you lived with.
Yeah, I suppose.
I
was living
with
my mom.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she's passive. She said, like you are. So she probably didn't feel like she wanted to deal with that kind of conflict.
Other than a wonderful story for the radio, I don't think it's affected anything in my life. I think that life was the same for me leading up to it. Might be good to learn about it when you're an adult because it can mess with your head if you're a kid. But, you know, we were okay with it.
Right.
It might have helped you understand the divorce better.
Could have.
And not blame yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That'd be the only spot where I see it might have changed.
Yeah. You didn't want to hear that.
Did blame myself for the divorce at the time.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. It was unfair.
Not when I found out that I was an unexpected treasure.
But you know who matters to? It only matters to you. So if you're cool with it, that's fine. And we've discussed this before. And if you had not figured it out on your own, you never would have known.
That's right. Unless someone, like an older person on their deathbed, said, I got something to tell Rob.
That would be worse.
That would be much worse.
Glad you finally knew it through.
Yeah.
Right. Or like a note that you find when after they've passed.
Or the ticket stub from the drive-in.
I've discussed on this show the one that I found out when I was younger.
What's that?
That my grandfather, who was my only grandfather I knew, was not my biological grandfather.
Grandmother?
What's that?
Was it your grandmother? What were his pronouns?
No, not that. This is not involving that. I'm saying that there was another father of my mom. And... Mm-hmm. I was in my probably mid-teens when that was discussed, maybe up near 18, 17 or 18. And, you know, I wasn't angry. It doesn't affect me at all. My grandfather, who was not my biological grandfather, was my grandfather. And I believe all of that with that. Remember recently, wasn't there a whole adoption thing in Congress where people were saying not your biological? And it was horrible because the biological factor is irrelevant because you can show an adopted child more love than they would ever get from their biological parent. And I will never, ever, ever, I mean, it is cemented in my mind that my grandfather, the only one I knew because my paternal grandfather died well, well before I was even born.
Mm-hmm.
I loved Gramps so much. I loved him so, so, so much. I still remember him And he got laid off from a company called Whitney Tool and Die, where he was a foreman on the factory floor, and they had mandatory retirement at 64, I think it was.
Okay.
And it really rattled him. And he ended up, doing landscaping work around people's neighborhoods. And in the summertime, he'd take me with him. And I loved it. I loved the time I spent with him. He was a great, great grandfather. And he called me Bub. I remember that. And it had absolutely nothing to do with that. And I think the idea of you having a loving relationship with your mom and a loving relationship with your dad meant that that was it. But the only part, as Josh mentioned, if you knew earlier, you might not have been, because you really did say you thought it was you, right? That
I had to be part of the reason, yeah, of the divorce. But you know what you say is so valid, is that if I had known about it, the whole scenario leading up to it, I might not have been as happy in my teenage years.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, I had my mom, who was the absolute best. I had the coolest dad. And they got along, and we all got along, and it was a fine time. I can say this, it was so normal and right to me, I never felt the need to research anything.
Yeah, because they're both good parents that had a good relationship with you. And I mean, that kind of stuff. But I think that every family, if you do a deep dive on every family, mm-hmm. you're going to find these little moments all the time.
Yeah, like my third kid is, I don't talk about it.
I know. But let me tell you something. I will say that, there's nothing I can do here that won't be politically incorrect.
That's fine.
I am editing myself as we go, but I will tell you something. Little Sid Har, who you send money to every month, is doing really, really, really
Sun-Yi McMahon.
Well. Yeah, it's doing a fantastic job. We love it. So, everybody's got little moments like that. That's it. And, you just live life. Life goes on. And I
wouldn't be as magnificently and comedically broken as I am right now had it not been for that. So that's a benefit right there.
It's a wonderful, wonderful benefit. By the way, poem alert, we're going to have a little poem at the end of the news. But first, this episode is brought to you by IQ Bar, our exclusive snack and hydration sponsor. This is cool. They've teamed up with Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, on two special edition products, a salted caramel chip protein bar and a yuzu mango hydration mix. Guess what? They are out of this world. This collaboration grew out of Chef Keller's daily regimen of IQ Bar products and combines IQ Bar's nutritional excellence with Keller's culinary expertise. IQ Bar's plant protein bars are packed with clean, delicious ingredients that keep you physically and mentally fit. The salted caramel chip IQ Bar has 12 grams of protein and only 1 gram of sugar, plus brain-boosting nutrients like lion's mane adaptogen. They taste great, but I love them because they make me feel good. And right now, IQ Bar is offering our listeners 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. To get your 20% off, text TMOS to 64,000. Text TMOS to 64,000. That's TMOS to 64,000. Message and data rates may apply. See terms for details. There's nothing better than finding a great cigar at an even better price. And that's why I love Thompson Cigar. They've been around since 1915, so they know a thing or two about cigars. Whether it's a quick 5-pack for the weekend or joining one of their value clubs, Thompson makes it easy to save while enjoying top-notch cigars. Thompson also has one of the largest humidors in America, so they guarantee fresh cigars shipped right to your door every time. Thompson's knowledgeable team is available to help you find the perfect cigar, and their expert curated and customer curated clubs make discovering new cigars fun and affordable. With a 100% satisfaction guarantee, Thompson ensures you'll enjoy every cigar you order. Light 'em up! Visit ThompsonCigar.com today and explore their incredible selection of cigars and unbeatable deals. Enjoy up to 20% off orders of $75 or more. That's ThompsonCigar.com and use code TMOS at checkout. Discover why Thompson has been America's humidor since 1915. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who trust Thompson for quality, value, and exceptional service. Some exclusions apply.
Visit thompsoncigar.com/TMOS or use the code TMOS at checkout for 20% off your order of $75 or more.
You know what doesn't belong in your epic no-bummer summer plans? Getting burned by your old wireless bill. While you're planning summertime fun, your wireless bill should be the last thing to drown you financially. That's why you gotta switch to Mint Mobile. With plans starting at $15 a month, Mint Mobile gives you premium wireless service on the nation's largest 5G network. You can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring over your phone number along with all of your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless and get 3 months of premium wireless service from Mint Mobile for $15 a month. Josh has it, and Josh loves it. Right, Josh?
Absolutely. Should have done it earlier.
This year, skip breaking a sweat and breaking the bank. Get your summer savings and shop premium wireless plans at mintmobile.com/TMOS. That's mintmobile.com/TMOS. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month 5 gigabyte plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details.
I want to tell you. Oh, good. Thank you.
Let's talk about bugs, shall we? Bugs. Are you like me? I hate bugs. Bugs belong outside. Later on in the show, I might get a chance to tell you about my fish and magician story yesterday that involves bugs. I don't like them in my home. I hate all the dirty bug dishes in my sink. They are always cooking fish and chips, and they never clean up. Freaking annoying. If you've got bugs, you need Pesty. Pesty is do-it-yourself pest control. Their kit makes it so easy, it only takes a few minutes to apply. Other pest control companies charge over $800 per year, but with Pesty, you can get started at just $35 per treatment. And by the way, down here in Southwest Florida, boy, you should hope for $800 a year.
Tell me about it.
It's a hell of a lot more than that. You can get a customized plan for you to use on your own based on the location, bugs, and climate. The kit includes a reusable electric sprayer. That's a great squirt gun. Mixing bag, pesticide, gloves, and instructions. You can complete it in less than 10 minutes. Pesty gets rid of over 100 types of bugs. Plus, Pesty is kid and pet friendly. The pesticides they ship have been used in hospitals and schools all over the country. Best of all, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Seriously, no questions asked, because Pesty is the bestie.
Hey.
Now is the time to protect your home from bugs with Pesty. Go to Pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/TMOS for a 10% off offer. We love that. Fantastic.
Any news about my parents in the news today?
Yes, they both say, sorry, Rob.
Thank you. I accept their apology.
I was trying to get the trailer for the new Naked Gun movie to you guys.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get it for you.
You've never seen Liam Neeson or Pamela Anderson quite like this. A hilarious new trailer for The Naked Gun is in theaters this August. That's when it's coming out, not the trailer. And it has the pair of them. It's a great trailer. Mm-hmm. It has the pair of them at the center of a few shocking and not safe for work sight gags. Only one man, this is the quote from the movie trailer, only one man has the particular set of skills to lead police squad. It's Liam Neeson. He's coming back as Frank Drebin, is that the name
Drebin.
Of the guy? That
Lieutenant Detective Frank Drebin, yeah.
Drebin, and that was played, of course, by Leslie Nielsen. And are you bringing up the trailer? I didn't
the
know whether you were doing it or not.
The trailer is reading some sort of copyright
issue. That's why
I have it right here.
Okay, good, let's take you. A look at the trailer. It's worth it.
Thanks. Once you kill a man for revenge, there's no going back. A voice in your head saying over and over, that was awesome.
Who are you?
Drebin. Detective Frank Drebin. Thanks.
This is something I want to eat.
Police squad has always been the elite.
This is a great trailer.
Hi, Daddy. It's me, Frank Jr. Love you.
Hey, Dad. Boy, do I miss you.
And you, Frank, are the best of the best.
Need a bathroom.
I need this room immediately.
There's a line, man.
Police business. I'm gonna ruin another suit.
You're beginning to sound in the police!
Over here, Lieutenant. I think someone murdered my brother.
Please, take a chair.
Thank you.
I'll find them. This is what I do.
Says you served 20 years for man's laughter.
You mean manslaughter?
Must have been quite the joke.
They're going to shut down police squad if you do not solve this case. Do this by the book.
Show a little respect!
Why? Who's going to arrest me? Other cops?
Yes.
Is she serious?
Is he serious?
He's no.
It seems Mrs. Drebin might be more of a problem than we thought. I want you to keep an eye on him.
This oven is disgusting.
Rest assured, I won't stop until I've found justice.
What do you want, little one?
Your ass. Nobody messes with police squad.
I love it.
We've upgraded your car with the most advanced crime-fighting tech.
Drive forward 30 feet. Pretty smooth.
Oh.
This place is falling apart.
Now, they probably gave you every single gag that's
you're
in the movie.
You're going to be so disappointed.
Why? You're not a fan of that?
No, because the reason that Naked Gun worked in the first place, because Leslie Nielsen was a vanilla guy who grew up being in like shows like Banachek. There was so zero to him that it was funny to see him in this, but in the middle of all this stuff.
But that's what they're doing here, too.
No.
Liam Neeson's not in comedies.
But Liam Neeson, they're writing to the Liam Neeson character.
Yeah, which is great for a sequel because it's more original.
No, it's going to fall very flat, I feel.
I don't think it's the perfect casting.
I think it's great. I think it looks really, really good. It just made me laugh.
The trailer made me laugh. When is the last time a truly good movie has been made after the death of George Kennedy?
Oh, yeah, the airports were never the same after
Patrone.
After Joe Patrone. Rob, I'm surprised. I thought you would really like that.
No, I love that whole style of movie and those series of movies, but I can't make myself like this.
Wow. And you'll refuse to like it after that. No, go in and see it.
I hope I like it.
This is funny because Rob's panning it. He'll go see it. I'm saying I love it. I won't go see it.
I'll wait till it's at
magic.
Home.
Yeah,
exactly. The jury at Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking trial got a glimpse Monday at some of the freak-off sex marathons at the heart of the case. With prosecutors, they showed excerpts of explicit videos. Isn't that nice? And prosecutors played portions of three sex videos recovered from the account on a cell phone of Combs. They got them from, I guess, the former girlfriend's name is Cassie. Mm-hmm. And anyway, they showed it before the jury entered the courtroom Monday. The judge dismissed a juror after concluding that there were clear inconsistencies in his answers during jury selection about whether he resided in New York or with a girlfriend in New Jersey. So you can't lie during jury duty. You can't do that. They'll kick you off the jury, and you don't get to have fun. And he didn't get to see the sex tapes.
Every day it's a new creepy story out of that trial.
So creepy.
Yeah.
So creepy. And, of course, Diddy still being held while the trial goes on. He did not get bail.
The worst sex tape, Mike, of all of them was me being conceived.
Yes, out of wedlock.
It was horrible.
Yeah, then the shotgun wedding.
Yes.
A California doctor accused of giving friend star Matthew Perry access to ketamine in the weeks before the actor's overdose death has agreed to plead guilty, according to federal prosecutors. His name, Dr. Salvatore Plasencia. That's interesting.
Hey, you taking these pills. It's no good.
Hey, I like the afterbirth, the Plasencia. He will plead guilty to four counts of distributing ketamine. Federal prosecutors said that could get a maximum sentence of 40 years. They don't play with this stuff. In prison, The doctor is expected to make his plea in the coming weeks.
And I hope they lock him up for 42 years.
Yeah, that sucks. That's just, you know, and how many celebrities do we have the evil, unscrupulous doctor in back of? So many times.
Always.
Right? There's always been the enabler. And, you know, the Michael Jackson, Elvis Presley, this, it's just.
Brian Wilson just recently passed.
Yeah, just recently.
But he sort of got out of it. But, I mean, there's always those doctors that pay.
That wasn't the reason he died.
No,
but back in the day, there was a bad doctor.
Yeah, they prayed on him.
That was getting overpaid today. It sucks. Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't go with their ethics. A 21-pound lobster, estimated to be 110 years old. That's how much. If you get a big one like that, these things are old. 110 years old. It was released back into the open. I should really do this in Dick Queasy's voice.
I would think so, yeah.
The 21-pound lobster, estimated to be 110 years old, was released back into the open ocean by a New York seafood restaurant. Butch Yamali, owner of Peter's Clam Bar in Hempstead, Long Island.
What does he own?
It's Peter's Clam Bar.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
That's Hempstead, Long Island, down south where the Southerners live. He said the lobster named Lorenzo. Well, hello, Lorenzo.
I love Lorenzo.
It's been living in the eatery for years, so they didn't cook it. They just kept it there as kind of a showpiece. Whatever they call those things. He said freeing Lorenzo seemed like an appropriate way to celebrate National Lobster Day and Father's Day. Some of these lobsters just don't live that long, and this one did. So this is what he's saying. I'm quoting this fellow right here.
Sure.
He said, we figured what better way to celebrate Father's Day than by freeing Lorenzo.
Now, Mike, you know, I just spotted Lorenzo driving in the left lane in your neighborhood.
Yeah, yes. Okay. There's Lorenzo.
15 miles an hour, Lorenzo.
Says Lorenzo became just like a pet. 21 pounder. Oh, my God. And I waited outside and watched it when they dumped him into the water. Of course, he went down real slow, being as fat and heavy as he
sure.
was. And I grabbed him, and he'll be on the menu at the Lobster Feast this weekend at Dick Queasy's Discarded Seafood. We hope to see you
there.
I
love it. You still running the full lobster pound, too, Dick?
Yes, the lobster pound. Oh, you made your breakfast. Oh, come here. Come here. Show everybody.
That's 110-pound lobster
for breakfast. He made his breakfast
on the Blackstone.
Today. On the Blackstone. Look at my son. Lean down. Let's show. There's the food. There it is. No need to put a shirt on.
I like the apron.
The apron sells it.
Lean down so people can see you on camera. All right, there you go.
Looks like you're cooking for a family of eight.
Yes. Isn't that wonderful? That's the biggest breakfast.
That's great. Okay, go ahead. I'll take one piece of bacon. No, I won't. I got to do the show. I got to be a pro. Smells great. Fantastic. Way
no
to go,
eggs
bud.
For you, Mike?
That's the same way you wear the apron, too, right?
Shirtless.
No shirt. Yeah. And no pants.
No, shorts. So it just appears
I know you have
like
pants on. I know. I was talking about me. I was making a joke. Summertime and the living is easy.
Mike wears no shirt and shorts, so it appears to his neighbor he is naked, but he knows he is not.
Here's an alert to stations along the line. We don't really have to do that.
No,
there,
no.
The following story contains a naughty word. There you go.
Oh, okay.
A groom was so overcome with emotion on his wedding day that he passed out at the altar in front of his bride and 200 guests. It was in Brazil, and it's out there on a viral video. I tried to send both of you guys the viral video, but it's got all right now. There's this cottage industry of viral videos, somebody latching onto it and like buying it and mucking it up. And I couldn't get it, but this was Brazil. His name was 25-year-old Gustavo Schmitz. And here's his quote.
When my bride walked in, looking even more stunning than usual, my body started to go weak.
The viral video shows the dramatic moment that the hubby keeled over backwards. I mean, just like in a comedy, straight backwards. And it's because apparently he was so enamored of her beauty. Yeah. Do you have the video?
I think I have it.
Let's take a peek. Let's see what it looks like.
Para viver e para ser feliz.
Oh, okay.
I don't want the heart-stopping part.
You know what's amazing is that it was a raised altar. It looked like two steps.
Yes,
and he fell to the lower level. So it was extra falling time. That was
would
incredible.
You like me to do the poem I wrote for this particular incident in the voice of Gustavo? Do you would that be
absolutely
something you would want?
Yeah, right. I would never turn that down.
All right, here we go. This is the poem for that. Let's look at it one more time, Josh, and then I will read the poem about this.
You know what? That priest or that celebrant had some good reflexes. Because he was off to catch him before we saw him falling. Yeah.
Nobody that did any of my weddings would be that spry. here we go with the poem. You ready? Here we go.
Weddings, yeah.
This is the story of Gustavo Schmitz and how his wedding day went on the fritz. Our new groom just fainted, and his big day was tainted as soon as he looked at her teats. There it is. Yeah. Lots of elements. Thanks, Josh, for getting that. Josh is back, Rob.
Yeah, he is.
Josh is back. That's fantastic. We got that. And the only reason I didn't send it to Josh is because right after it happens, like, this is what happened.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I like it raw. That's what I like. Hey, we got more show coming, but first I want to tell you, ooh la la, ladies and gentlemen, prepare for a trip to Paris without leaving Virginia. This Saturday, 12 noon, get ready to spend an hour under the tower.
Tower.
Josh and Rob will meet up with all you guys under the Eiffel Tower at King's Dominion. Come on out and visit with us, and then come along and tear it up. Rides. Ride with us. Eat turkey legs with us. Plus, Dippin' Dots, the ice cream of the future.
Ever had it? It's amazing, and they sell it at King's Dominion.
It's brand new. And walk the same legendary sidewalks used by Hollywood legend George Segal in the movie Roller Coaster
back in
1910.
Mike, 1978.
It's the perfect time to hit the park and hang out. Plus, Rob will ride the grizzly with anyone who asked. And
promise?
You'll be able to ask the question if you're sitting next to him. What's that smell?
That's the smell of Dippin' Dots. The ice cream of the future.
See you on International Street for the best funnel cakes in town. Right on. This is mandatory.
Yes.
This is the mandatory part of the spot right here.
You got that address?
So be sure to meet up with Josh and Rob this Saturday, June 21st, under the King's Dominion Eiffel Tower as they all celebrate my birthday. It starts at 12 noon. And they are excited to see you. King's Dominion is located at 16,000 Theme Park Way, Doswell, Virginia, 23047. It's on the left. Just look for the tower.
Yeah, look for the tower and the sign. It's clearly marked.
Tower.
And by the way, Josh, perfect theme park weather. High of 89 and sunny. It's going to be a beautiful day. And we'd love to see some folks out there.
I'd just die to see you. Chafing.
No chafing. Come see me in my natural habitat.
Yesterday we ended the show, and you had not opened your Father's Day card. And we now have the big reveal. How soon after the show was over did you open your lovely card, Rob?
Right after I peed.
Thanks for the detail.
If you remember, he ran out.
I was gone. I had to pee since the news yesterday.
That's right. Yeah, right. You're LASIK or whatever you take. Please.
So this card is pleasant enough, but it did confirm something that I suspected. Now, if you look at the back, Mike, do you see the brand of card?
Carlton.
Sold at Target.
A Target card.
Thank you very much, Josh. Carlton cards sold at Target. And remember, I did not get a Father's Day in the card in the morning or the afternoon, but I got it after she did her delivery pickup from Target, where she just says, I need ground beef. I need cheddar cheese. I need a birthday card. I need a Father's Day card.
So what you are
saying I'm alleging.
Well, no, but it's probably true that she picked up your card when it was of maximum convenience to her.
Oh, no, I'm saying something much worse than that.
Really? What are you saying?
I'm saying she got it in her pickup order and she let a Target employee pick out the card.
Oh, no.
All signs point to it.
Do they do that? Can you just go in there and put a note, any Father's Day card?
You got money? I bet they do it.
Is she at work? Is she anywhere in the house?
No, she is not here. She is off. Yeah, she's off to work.
We need to get the
answer. There's no way an employee picked that out.
You don't think so? It's very generic. Let me read it to you.
Okay, here we go.
To my husband. And it's all wacky fonts, too, which is nice. It's like if a father was 8 years old. Yeah, it's adorable.
It's cute.
To my husband, with a heart, I think about you a lot. Thanks. And though sometimes it seems like I have an endless list of things I need for you to do, that's not what I think about most. Aw. Open it. I think about what a good
Wait
person
a minute, does
you
that
are.
Rhyme at all? Is that no. your okay.
No.
It doesn't. All right.
I think about what a good person you are, what an amazing life we've built together, and how happy I am to be married to you. I love you. Happy Father's Day. And then she drew a heart and wrote, "Love, Carrie." I have to assume she wrote that because it's her handwriting. It was not written by the guy.
Is the Happy Father's Day the font on the card itself?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That's it. All she wrote was a heart. No, you know what? She didn't draw that heart. That's printed. She wrote love, comma, Carrie.
I'll tell you, I checked the Target app.
Yep.
And they do have cards that you can browse through and pick out which card.
Oh, so she might have picked out the card
virtually.
Okay. So there's that.
So you can pick out a card and order it. That's kind of convenient, right?
To be able to do that. Kind of takes all the thoughtfulness out of it, doesn't it?
That's it.
No, it makes thoughtfulness convenient.
I feel a little I feel a little guilty, you know, since I had my best Father's Day ever. You know, it was really and we didn't have that great a weekend. It was a little tense in the house. My son's very much every inch of 11. Josh knows what I'm talking about.
Worst.
And it's really like the terrible twos, only a little bit later on down the road.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so it's crazy. Like, let me ask you this about the 11, the age of 11.
They think they're teenagers, but they're kids.
Do you find that it is a series of obsessions? Like everything is, I want to do this, I want to do that.
And then
it moves on to the next thing. Like this morning, it was breakfast. It was breakfast. And then he gets up and we're
talking. Oh, he's going to be throwing laundry on. He'll be throwing laundry on the Blackstone in 2 days. He doesn't care about it in two days.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Precisely. Absolutely. Yes. That's the way that goes. But I'm sorry.
Did they go and pick up the Blackstone or did they phone ahead for a pickup?
You mean, did they order it?
Or did they, like, go and get it?
I don't know. I don't know if Carla hasn't left yet. Hold on.
Okay.
It doesn't matter, first of all.
I can't wait to tell my son you can get cards online because now I'll get a card from him.
You know what? I don't want to ruin it.
I order all my gifts online. Buying a gift online does not mean it's not thoughtful. Yeah,
all right, what about cards?
Hey, I'm being passive, Rob, right? I'm being passive by not going for that conflict, right?
Well,
that's a good thing.
That's good.
That's a good thing, right?
I still feel a card should be touched and handled and read before bought. You know, I just
now, will you communicate this to your wife?
I'll ask her if she did it, yeah. But you know what? If she could have used the internet to pick out the card, that's better. But
if you said to her a card should be touched and held and picked out, and this is not a satisfying Father's Day card to her, what would she say to you?
I would never say it was not satisfying. I would just want to know from when.
But if
you
were to
she would say, "Well, at least I did something,"
and that would be.
But she's not the one like me. Oh, I'm sorry, Josh. What?
I have noticed when you go to those card sections, like right before Mother's Day or anything, a lot less people there than it used to be.
Yeah.
It used to be the day before Mother's Day.
At
that
store,
was packed with men trying to find the card.
Are you
not
two
anymore.
Like me? I find cards so lacking in creativity, and I have for quite some time.
I do,
where
too.
The people
but you
that
still
write
like
these
to get
things,
them.
You oh, you like to get a them. Card. Yeah, I get it.
But I get pissed when I flip it over and it says $7.
That's true, too. Yeah.
Absurd, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, well, you know, go out and buy me, buy me a timeshare for a steak. That's what I want to say.
A steak share.
That. A steak also, share. That's what we should do. Yes.
Also, I'm a little put off because I tend to buy my cards for an event like this, say Mother's Day, a week in advance because I don't want to deal with the crowd and stuff. And so I have them ready to go. No matter what, this was purchased day of.
Mm-hmm. Well, when was it picked up? Was the stuff picked up on Sunday or Monday?
It was delivered on. It was picked up on Sunday. because she was going to do tater tot casserole, remember?
Hey, before we share our sponsor with you, I want to you have a new candy also that you wanted to talk about, right? Share that with me, because I always love a new candy. A new candy is exciting.
This is exciting to me, and I was so thrilled when I saw this online. I almost went to like a boutique website that sells candies to buy it, to try it. But God bless my mom. She found it at Lidl. It is Mike and Ike root beer float flavored candies. So they're Mike and Ike's, but they taste like root beer floats.
And have you sampled one?
I have not. I saved it for the program.
I think the appropriate thing would have been to mail us some as well.
Yes,
that would have been the thoughtful thing to do.
The thoughtful thing was I actually have a pickup waiting for you at your Target. Go get your Mike and Ike's.
I'm really, really fascinated by this candy, Rob.
No, I want this candy.
I love a good root beer float as much as the next guy.
Here's the verbiage on the back. Mike and Ike, registered trademark, root beer float flavored candies are back, but not only for a limited time. These deliciously sweet and creamy root beer float flavored candies are just as refreshing as the real thing. Pour yourself a handful and enjoy today.
Yeah, and I think you got to put like a couple of them in.
Yeah, and
when
Mike,
you chew them.
Do you want to guess what the serving size is for Mike and Ike's?
12 candies.
16 candies.
Pretty good. I was pretty good with that,
and
right?
And 4 servings per container, so I'm guessing these have 64 Mike and Ike's in this box.
Okay, let's give it a try. I really love the idea. I'd buy that if I saw that. That's really, really exciting. Yeah, you got
the smell
like
is not
a glass of wine.
It's not really root beerish, but I can smell it. It smells a lot like cardboard. Now I got
that's
color
my concern
here.
About the float part of the name.
I got a color I don't like so much. I would like to see a richer color on that Mike and Ike.
Yeah,
like
a little translucent.
See,
a little
that's the float, though. That's where they're adding that cream.
Yep, that's it. They lighten them up. They lighten them up. Okay, go for it. I want to see
three of them.
All right, here we go. Now we're doing the taste test. Probably takes a little bit for the whole flavor to...
And I think you got to compare it to like a root beer barrel.
Yeah,
as far
as I will. It's not as true root beer as a root beer barrel. And
but that's
cream,
okay.
Right.
It's coming forward more like butter. So it's like a hot buttered root beer.
That doesn't sound bad to me, really.
It's not bad, but it's not what I was expecting.
And is it still satisfying?
I need one more.
All right. Here we go.
You put it in, you bite, you wait. Bite again, you wait.
Bite again, you wait.
Gotta let it sort of, permeate your mouth.
This is grossing me out now. This is really gross.
Yes, these will do.
You like them?
I do.
That's why I knew when you went for the other one that you were not hesitant. I mean, if you didn't like it, you would not put another one in your mouth, so to speak. Yeah. All right. He's eating. All right. We got. Listen, I'm very very excited. We've got a new AI music trend that we're going to find out about.
Oh, good.
But first, I want to mention to everybody that we are sponsored today by Ethos. And
didn't know we had gone to spots already.
Yes, we dive right in now.
All right.
And they asked, would your family be prepared financially if anything were to happen to you? The last thing you want your family to worry about is how they're going to pay the bills.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Tuition, your mortgage, even funeral expenses. But with life insurance from Ethos, your family's protected. Ethos is an online platform that makes getting life insurance fast and easy. You can protect your family's future in minutes, not months. There's no complicated process, and it's 100% online. No medical exam is required. You just answer a few health questions. You can get same-day coverage without even leaving your house. With Ethos, you can get a free quote while you're eating your root beer float candy.
Delicious.
And you can customize a rate that fits your budget. 3 million families have completed their applications and trusted Ethos to help find the right coverage. You should, too. It's more affordable than you think, and I've seen folks that really have to struggle when a loved one passes. Protect yourself and protect your family. You took care of your family in life. Ethos lets you take care of them in death as well. Protect your family with life insurance from Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/TMOS. That's ethos.com/TMOS. And we thank you.
Thank you.
It's no secret that many, many shows, much entertainment, much video has been very nice. It's very clever. Yes.
I learned from the best.
Yes, I understand. Jerry?
No, you. You're a big tooth guy. You do that.
With Mike, it would have been up his nose.
Yes.
That's the difference.
I used to do that in a Chinese restaurant. I used to do that with cashews from my cashew chicken. We've had a lot of AI. A lot of things have generated AI. We got puppets from AI. We got cartoon characters from AI. And we got the guy that loves playing with his AI more than anybody. And sometimes he does it with the door locked. Ladies and gentlemen, Josh Soroka. Yes. And he's got an AI treat for us today.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, there's an AI trend now going around on TikTok where parents are taking text messages with their teenage kids and plugging them into AI music. And my thought was, well, we have a showtime change on Thursday. We just had a discussion about it over text message. What if we let AI take our text message and turn it into a song like these parents are doing?
Now, may I ask one question before you do it? Do you just go to ChatGPT and say, do this as a music?
There's another
message,
app
or is there
music.
Another app?
Okay. There's another app.
How many AI apps are you using, Mr. Soroka?
I use ChatGPT pretty regularly, and that's it as far as regular.
Mm-hmm. All right, but this is a different one that you're using.
This is a different one. This is a music one.
And just to make sure that we understand what we're going for here, you are updating the time of the show on Thursday because we are going later, and that's my fault. That's on me. Got an 8 a.m. championship tournament game.
Nobody's
for my
at
kid.
Fault. It's real life. You were doing the show later. So that's
Mike,
it.
we had a text message thread yesterday, and all I did was copy and paste those text messages and plug it into AI.
Okay, wait. All right. Let's
so
see
here you go.
Michael's game is Thursday. Can we tape later in the day? Yes, what time would you like? I'll check the times and get back to you ASAP. It will be a special Juneteenth episode. I think 11 a.m. is what we should shoot for taping two. Works for me. Thanks, Josh. I'm on cardio.
No wrong.
I'm in daddy-o.
All right.
I'm turning off my phone. Okay, 11 o'clock on Thursday. I will let the listeners know. Sounds good.
And then the fun. Now listen. Yes. Here's the quiz for the listening audience. In there is a mistake. There is a mistake during the thread. Can anyone tell me what the mistake was? And we're not responding right now, right away.
No.
So, Rob, you can share it with everybody what happened.
Well,
you
thought I was using voice to text, but it was actually just autocorrect. When I wanted to write, I'm in, comma, daddy-o, it was.
Okay, so that's when I so Rob says, and it turns out to, I'm in cardio.
You're right,
and
I'm in cardio,
at that
no
point,
comma.
I believe that Rob is, you know, using voice text.
Right.
And I'm like, use your fingers, you need the exercise. So that's what. But by the way, would that not be a classic example of our text threads? That
perfect.
I think we are very polite to each other and very thoughtful when we text.
And then there's always a point where Mike gets tired of it and says he's turning his phone off.
Can you roll that one more time? I think this is cool. I really dig this. Let's
and after
listen.
It, we will summarize the message so you actually get it. Yes.
I don't know. I got to restart at the top. Here we go.
Oh, we were in the bridge, Mike.
Since Michael's game is Thursday, can we tape later in the day? Yes, what time would you like? I'll check the times and get back to you ASAP.
My
it
favorite
will
part.
Be a special Juneteenth episode. I think 11 a.m. is what we should shoot for taping two. Works for me. Thanks, Josh. That's... I'm on cardio.
No wrong.
I'm in daddy-o. Dead-a-ro, dead-a-ro, dead-a-ro. Smartphone my ass. Use your fingers. You need the exercise. I, hey, hearty har har. I thought Rob on cardio is the next.
goes and we were laughing at our text.
I know.
I get why this is trending.
Yeah. The listeners know. Sounds good.
But I will say this, Mike, we're better at it than other people.
Well, and summarize, Rob, that means that we are going to be a little later bringing the show up on Thursdays.
Right, and we look forward to seeing you. We'll also put notifications on the social media to remind you.
That's just fun. I can totally get it. In the world of everyone in their cell phones and everybody living in their own little world, this is going to appeal to everybody's ridiculously inflated ego, just like it did to ours at that very moment.
And you know when parents are doing this to their teenagers texting, it's pissing off the kids.
Of course.
100%. Yeah. 100%. Mom, I'm staying at the party.
Right.
I won't be home till 2 a.m. I get that.
I'm glad this didn't exist in the 70s. Because then it would be, Bob, I came back with a positive result.
There we go. Hey, do you have beautiful video for us?
Stacks and stacks and tracks of beautiful video waiting for you, Mike.
Oh, that's awesome. We're going to do that in a sec. But first, I want to tell you about the Podcaster's Warehouse. Podcasting is the modern way to communicate your message. Forget tedious meetings and old-fashioned newsletters. The Podcaster's Warehouse helps turn your message into a top-notch pro podcast that connects with your audience, builds trust, and drives results. The Warehouse handles everything. Studio gear provided, editing done, publishing and promotion covered. Whether you want a public podcast for customers or a private show for your team, hey, private show.
Hey, look out.
Ooh. They'll craft it your way with expert guidance, custom formats, and professional coaching tailored to your brand. And you know who does it? That man at the bottom of the screen right there that's waving at you. Yeah. You will inspire loyalty, generate leads, and stand out in your industry. Build your podcast with the pros. Visit thepodcasterswarehouse.com to book your free intro call. One voice can change everything. Let it be yours. It doesn't matter if you're in Joshkosh, Wisconsin, or Shroka Raton. Get warehoused and get things started. At the Podcaster's Warehouse. Yes.
AI can't write like that.
Not a chance. Take it away, Rob Spielwack.
Oh, we got beautiful video.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
77.
WABC.
WABC.
You think you had a bad day. This poor guy was at one of the ICE protests in California. I think it was Los Angeles. And they were being broken up. And, you know, you hear about what must it be like to be shot with a rubber bullet. You know, I've never known. I've been shot with a paintball gun. It hurts okay. But a rubber bullet, what would it do? This guy was not clearing himself fast enough when they asked him to disperse. So
this is not the Australian reporter, right?
No. This is a guy who got shot with a rubber bullet. And remember, just when you think you're having a bad day.
I hear it, Let him breathe.
This is after he was in.
I needed to sit down for a bit, but they just kept pushing. Right now I'm at home. The injury was sustained to my groin. I have a bruised left testicle, and my right testicle was actually shattered.
Shattered. Mike, rats on the west side, bed bugs, uptown.
And
what
look
a mess.
At me.
My balls are shattered.
I'm in tatters. Oh, my God.
He seems decently upbeat about it.
Is the whole idea, I know nothing about it, the rubber bullet designed, it's just not going to penetrate.
And not kill you.
Right, like non-lethal.
Yeah.
But if it's the real... soft tissue. No.
Didn't they used to use sandbags?
I think that's another option for non-lethal force.
Yeah.
I think that's what they do. Oh, my God. I mean, but I remember Bob Papetti in baseball practice at Glastonbury High School.
He's so good. He played a baseball.
And it was either too cold or raining outside, but we had practice in the gym, and he hit a ground ball off the gym floor that hit the cinder block wall and bounced into Bob's testicle. And that pain, can you imagine the tiny rubber bullet with a direct hit.
Yeah.
And wouldn't you think it would only get one? But obviously it probably was a center shot and damaged both of them.
I have no idea of the anatomy of the victim, so yeah. I can't comment to that.
Sure sounds surprised.
But do you think shattering is the right word for anything to do with that organ?
Well, he was in a lot of pain.
It looks like a rubber bullet. It's about the size of a paintball.
Okay.
And it's a little round ball. So
I've been hit with a paintball. Those hurt.
Do you have any rubber balls and liquor?
Rubber balls and liquor. What are you going to do when you get home tonight? Rubber balls and liquor.
It's not even a joke that makes sense. All right. So I feel for him. I also feel for the people in this Fairfax County, Virginia motel who got a most curious call.
I like precarious. I think you've created a new word.
I meant it to be precarious,
but how
precarious.
About a most precarious situation?
This is a most precarious situation. This, I repeat.
Or it would be precurious.
That's right. And that's what happens before you're curious?
Yeah, but it's dangerous. Go ahead. Let's just move on.
This, Mike, I would not expect this in Virginia. I'd think this was Florida. By the way, when do you consider an alligator being a big alligator? What size?
3 feet.
Okay, good enough.
I think it's 4 feet for them to take him away down here.
Okay.
Yep.
Both valid answers?
In cuffs.
Let's go to the noob with a rubber bullet.
Little cuffs.
Some wild body cam footage that is being released by Fairfax County Police. Let's break down what's happening here.
Fairfax County?
Where's he been hanging out?
At midnight, officers responded to a call at a motel. This is off of Richmond Highway.
What?
About an alligator outside. I mean, you expect to hear this out of Florida.
Mike, he was being transferred from Florida to a New York zoo in the exotic animal handler's car. And he got loose.
Okay.
He was 6 feet. And yes, it is illegal to transport an alligator in your car.
Wow.
That person walking next to the alligator barefoot is the handler.
Yes. And the best
She's
thing
from
in
Florida.
The, if you look at the full like 5 minute tape of the isolated body cam footage,
God.
The cop yells, "You may not want to bring your dog over here. There's an alligator."
I mean, that, yeah, I've seen it all. So this person obviously getting a little financial windfall if they get this alligator to this zoo.
Yeah.
Oh my God, people are idiots. Back
into wildlife. Kings Dominion has a sister theme park in Cincinnati. It's called Kings Island.
Thank God.
Well, it was there first. Perhaps you saw the episode of the Brady Bunch where they went to Kings Island.
I watch it every week.
Yeah, it's a great episode. But
right after Roller Coaster the movie.
In 1978.
And also Heart to Heart with the amazing Blackstone. You see, I've got your whole evening covered.
She's gorgeous.
Mike, because of their different region in the country, they're getting one of the big cicada seasons this year. There in Cincinnati. To a point where they're sending out press releases saying, keep your mouth shut on the rides. Because people have had cicadas. This is not at King's Dominion. You're going to be safe for an hour under the tower.
Think for just a second. All right. Yeah. Here's the size of your average cicada. Just about that big.
Right.
Think for just a second. You're screaming on a roller coaster and you suck in one of those things.
It's not It's 80 miles an hour that you're getting it. Wham.
I'm now pro face mask.
Yeah. Agreed.
Wow.
But Mike, here are a couple clips from Kings Island. Noted, this will not affect you on Saturday.
Okay.
Right. Just be, listen to the sound.
There they are.
That's just what, and then there's this guy.
I take a cute video of the boys, but cicadas are everywhere.
Cicadas. Oh, my God. One of the best things my old radio partner, Don Geronimo, ever did was eat live cicadas by the handful. By the handful. It's the greatest trick he ever did. I was so amused because I would never touch them. I didn't like that. I had one, though. I had a tempura fried cicada that was peanut buttery. Its flavor consistency.
And they put enough goo on it when they serve it that it's acceptable. I would not eat them raw from the wild.
Good source of protein, Rob.
Wonderful source of protein and fun.
Yep.
Mike, do you care that three sons of three different Beatles have recorded a song together?
I think I find it interesting being a person who respects and loves Beatles music. I'd love to hear. So we've got Julian
it's
Lennon.
It's better than AI.
It is better than AI. No, it's not.
I've got a text message for you. It's coming down. All right, so you've got
Sean Ono Lennon.
It's Sean Lennon.
Yep.
And then it's the Harrisons. No,
that's the thing, is that George's kid Danny did not come on it at all. James McCartney is on it. And
who's James McCartney? I thought
that's Paul's son. He looks he's not quite cute as his dad. I'll say that.
So
and then
McCartney.
Ringo's son Zach Starkey.
Okay. All right.
And
all
it's you know what? I've listened to it a few times. I don't know where I'm at on it. I feel their parents' influence. Give it a second.
Horrible.
The only thing that's creepy about it to me is
it's horrible.
It sounds so much like a John Lennon record from the mid 70s.
Somebody trying to do a John Lennon record and missing.
And but, Mike, here is James McCartney.
Oh dear. Oh my. That was such a perfect description, Rob. Not as cute as Paul.
No, he's not. He's not as cute as Paul.
I think it's horrible. Does it get better at any point during the song?
They only posted a small clip because it's a teaser clip.
The video was remedial, too.
Well, I'm listening for the song. I just don't know how to feel about it. I do think it sounds like if you drop that in the middle of, like, when John did Mind Games or Number 9 Dream, I think that it would fit.
Yeah, like in an interlude in one of their their eras.
And obviously, Sean can sound like his old man, but the most talented, I stand by the fact the most talented of the Beatles kids is Danny Harrison.
Yes.
And I think he was very smart to stay uninvolved.
Amen. 100%.
So,
yep.
So absolutely. Watch for that to happen. And also, Mike, when they were recording it in the studio, 6-foot alligator.
Yeah, came walking right in. The guy had it in his car.
Weird, right?
Weird, right? Come on.
Have you heard about a new thing that is sort of popular on the social media called Yowie? Have you heard of Yowie?
No, I've heard of, what's that? Downy. That's
no, it's
the
not
thing
Downy.
You're trying to get me to use.
Yeah. No.
I haven't heard of Yowie.
Okay, Yowie is an AI gorilla that they're doing, that he's playing pranks on people. And I think these two clips are worth your time.
Charity work, mates. Going to clean up this mess of a garden, start fresh. Lost track there for a sec. Time to plant stuff. Feels good to give back. Job well done, I'd say.
With the Australian. Look what makes him. That's. Imagine him sitting there just laughing, unhinging his jaw on this.
I think it's terrific. You don't like him?
Do you think they should put the gorilla in the Naked Gun sequel? Do you think
that might save it? That absolutely might save it, Mike.
Okay. Right,
anyway,
Mike.
Okay, I can judge your feelings. That is your magic beautiful video. Yes.
That's it. Very
good. So let's call it. Maybe more Yowie tomorrow. Who knows?
I will try to get you my Florida Wildlife update. It pales in comparison to what you were showing on the video. But yeah, I experienced it, and I've always thought because of screen porches that the insect problem down here is not all that bad. Boy, was I wrong. Anyway, we'll do that tomorrow. How about that for a tease? Hey, want to remind everybody, Rob and Josh are going to be out at King's Dominion in Doswell, Virginia, and they will be there this coming Saturday at high noon.
Yes.
Get there, and you can ride on the ass coasters.
Mike, you stop it. Raptera is new this year. I can't wait to ride it.
Raptera. Oh, yes. She's fantastic. It's amazing what she does with a ping pong ball. We'll see you. They've got a brand new episode for you tomorrow, and more fun and more thrills coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for your support. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com. We got plenty of stuff there for you. We love you. And remember, like and subscribe also,
please,
if you're watching us on video. For Rob Spiewak and Josh Ciarocca, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
I feel happy.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You jack with me and you'll be gone before you know it.
Oh, you should see what it looks like from out here.
Cottonelle bath tissue.